Well, I've been thankful for willing help today. I didn't think I'd have enough voice to do what needed to be done today, so Robin took the lesson this morning, which I was glad for, and and my wife did the children's story, and possibly I can do the rest, maybe. Let's just say a word of prayer before I start. Lord, you know this message is just as much for me as anyone out there, and pray that my words will be your words and that we will receive a blessing from being here today. We ask this in your name, amen. Amen. There's a lot of different professions represented here this morning, and no matter what profession that you are or what career path you've chosen, maybe you've done several different things. Maybe it hasn't been just one path. Maybe there's been quite a few followed. But whether you're someone who works with numbers every day, like Don over here, whether you're someone who works with a business and the numbers to do with that, drilling wells or whatever, you know, over here, we've got electrician, nurses, we've got teachers and newspaper people. We've got a lot of different things represented here. And if someone was to ask you a question, and if I can give you just a small idea today of having a way of being able to help somebody, that's my goal this morning. John here, he's done some different things, but he sells real estate. If someone were to ask John, hey, I'd really like to be able to sell real estate, you know, and you've been doing it a while, give me two pointers on how I can be a success at that. You know, if John said, let's look at the fine print on a legal and binding contract and discuss that a little bit, you know, the person I'm sure would go, okay, I mean, how's that going to help me, you know, really? And maybe he wouldn't say it verbally, but inside he's going, whatever, you know, I'll listen since you're a person that sells real estate. And the other thing is, John might say is, let's talk about, there's a really, really good guy I get for home inspections, and I really like him, and he's got a lot of funny stories to tell, and, you know, he went on to tell what a great personality this home inspector had. The person would go away from there, and the chance of them being a successful real estate person did not get increased by very much. You know, sometimes if I'm going to go a little bit further, if someone asked me, hey, I'd really like to be a dairy farmer, what could you tell me? If I would start telling them about, I need two things. I need two things to help me be a success. This is what I want to do. Well, if I started telling them about the cation exchange capacity of a soil, a clay soil, and its ability to increase the pH when you add lime, that's all true. But have I really, given them any help? If I started explaining about the homeostasis mechanism of a cow, where it gets the calcium out of its bones when it has a calf and gets the extra calcium it can't get from its diet right out of its bones to make this milk and everything, and how that transition takes place, you know, their eyes would roll back and, you know, they'd shake the head when I was done and, you know, well, that guy's useless. I think when people become Seventh-day Adventists sometimes, we inundate them with prophecies that have come true, with doctrine that we can prove from the Bible. We give them a big list of proof texts and theology and show where we can prove that our theology is correct from the scripture, and we tell them that Jesus can and will and is willing to forgive their sins, but I'm not sure we give them what they need to live the daily life and to make it happen. John, if I was to ask you, and I'm asking him without his prior approval. If I was to ask you, John, I really need two things to be a successful real estate person. I need two things. Two things. Could you conjure up in your mind two things that might help me?
Yeah, I think I could.
Name them.
You want those things?
Yeah, I do.
To not be afraid. To not be afraid in any given situation, and to learn the skills of marketing.
Okay. You know what? If you followed those two things, your chance of success would be much greater.
Yes, they would.
If someone asked me, boy, I really want to be a dairy farmer, and I don't have people say that every day, by the way. but I really want to be. And I'd say to them, well, if you do these two things, your chance of failure is much smaller. If you don't do them, your chance of success is almost non-existent. And they're pretty big things, as farmers go. Pretty important. You know, I'd say to them probably, look, you got to get your crops in on time. Whether it's planting or harvesting the hay. For every day you harvest hay after the 22nd of May, it goes down exponentially in protein, and you have to buy more grain to make the amount of milk you need to have those cows be profitable. Every day it goes down. So if you don't get them up on time, you're losing money. And that's the facts. You know, and if I was to tell them something else, you know, you have your cows, you need them to freshen on a regular basis, have a calf so they can be in peak milk. And if you don't do those two things, you can do everything else fantastic, and you're probably going to fail. Boy, you can be wonderful with machinery, you can have the greatest land, you can have a great set of cows, you can do all these things. 95% you will fail. Just, I'll guarantee it. Do those two things, and you can do a whole lot of other things wrong, and you might still be successful. In the spiritual life, I'm afraid we've started out with the fine print of a legal and binding document too many times. If I was to, and I should have known this long before now, you know, I'll admit it. If someone who had begun to know the truths that we know and begun to see the truth and really wanted to lead the Christian life. Most of the time, what they need is not another proof text. Most of the time, what they need is some solid advice on how they can daily live the Christian life. Our text this morning says that I'll approach you early in the morning, Lord. If I was to give somebody two things to impact their spiritual life, to make it a greater likelihood of success, to have them go away and have something solid they could hang their hat on and say, I see what he's talking about. And I need this advice just as much as somebody else. I'm not some big successful Christian. I am in need of help daily. And the two things that I would say that you could hang your hat on spiritually is, one, take the time every morning when you get up in the morning to commit yourself to the Lord. Take the time to get a little bit of spiritual food. And listen, if it's 5 minutes you have, then it's 5 minutes you take. If it's 2 minutes, hopefully it's longer. But the void you don't fill in the morning, Satan will find something to fill that void. I'm here to tell you. The cares of this life, your worries about whether it be money or career or relationships or future jobs or whatever it is, they will fill that void that you forgot to fill in the morning. Take the time to commit yourself to the Lord. And I can tell you, there are days I haven't done that. And I can tell you that your life will take up that void and you won't have that bread that you needed to take in that morning and that commitment that you need to make. You would be surprised if you would try it. Excuse me. You'd be surprised if you take some word in the morning, how often you'll think back on it during the day and it'll come to you and have time to contemplate it. I'm not saying you have to take an hour every morning. That'd be wonderful. But some people are quick eaters. And a commitment to the Lord in a few minutes is far better than an empty day. So if somebody said to me, man, I need something besides just the proof that what this church believes is the right thing, the first thing I would suggest to them is that they commit themselves to the Lord every morning. Lord, I need help. I may not have been who you wanted me to be yesterday, but can you help me today? Change my desires. Change who I am. You know, help me to see the other people that I'm going to meet today like you would see them, and the help that they might need. The second thing that I would say would be, bring your request to God and challenge Him on a daily basis. Write down your requests, the things you need, the things you maybe want to change about yourself, the things your family needs, the things that you want to bring to God's attention. Write them down. Present them to God. And then present the promises that He's given us. And say, Lord, I may not deserve it, but You promised it. And I'm here to claim that promise. Look, all the scholarly knowledge of the things we believe are not going to get us an inch closer to heaven. What we need is a relationship with Christ, a thankfulness of forgiveness that He's offered us and what He's offered us in the future. What we need is a relationship with Him. He's waiting when we get up in the morning to spend a few minutes with us. That's what He's waiting for. And if you can't remember when you get up in the morning, before you go to bed, ask the Lord to help you remember, help you to take that few minutes, help to wake you up on time. And claim those promises. And if you don't know the promises, get familiar with them. You know, let's look up 2 Timothy 2:15. Second Timothy 2:15, a familiar verse. Probably most everybody who went to church school had to learn it at some time or another. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Get familiar with the promises that He's made. Let's go to Psalm 119. And verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought thee, O let me not wander from thy commandments. With thy whole heart have I sought thee. Be committed, not in a frivolous, okay, I'll spend a couple minutes, you know, this morning. Be committed. Verse 11 says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You want to have a changed life from some solid spiritual achievements? Take some word in the morning and hide it in your mind and heart. You have something you're perplexed with. Verse 24 said, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. Perplexed about something in your life? There's your counselors right there. Psalm 33, verse 20. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. He is our help and our shield. Psalm 34 and verse 7. Another familiar text, but the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear Him and delivereth them. Do you believe that? If you're having trials in this life and you believe that your Lord can deliver you out of them, then you claim that promise. Lord, I need help here. I need something to be changed, and You have the divine power to do it. And I believe You can and will. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Okay, Lord, that's what I need. I need Your hand. I need You. I need deliverance for Lord. These are promises You've made. Psalm 27:14. Ever wonder why God waits till the last minute? Psalm 27:14. Wait on the Lord. Be of good cheer, and He shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I can tell you exactly why the Lord waits till the last minute. So that you won't take the credit for some grand bit of analyzing and negotiating to make it all happen. One time I, when I got back from Mississippi, I was going to buy some cows. Needed some additional money from the bank to buy the cows that I wanted. And no milk check. You know, I'd been doing some other things, trucking and running heavy equipment and things, but the taxes were due on the farm. And the bank sent me a letter. Yeah, we'll give you the money you need to buy some cows. That's great. Then I got another letter about 2 weeks later. As soon as you pay the taxes on the farm. So the taxes were $8,500. And I thought, well, okay. And by the way, this letter expires in like 20 days. Get the taxes paid. Got the money you need. We're rolling. Don't get the taxes paid. Got to start over. So I said, okay, Lord. By the way, I'm waiting for some help here. I'll work as hard as I can. But, well, you know, the Lord does wait till the last minute sometimes. But if you've depended on him and trusted on him, when those last minute things come, it's like, okay, Lord, don't know what you're going to do here, but if you don't solve this situation, then you must have another plan. The idea is to trust in God regardless of circumstances. I know that sounds, oh yeah, for you, that's great. No, I'm telling you, whatever the situation, God wants us to learn to trust in him no matter what it looks like. Well, I had a trailer for hauling heavy equipment that I'd used to go to Mississippi. Didn't figure I needed it if I was going to milk cows. And I had advertised it. Didn't sell it. But I got a call on it 3 days before the end of the 20 days. Yeah, you still got that trailer. Yeah, I do. Coincidentally, I was trying to sell it for $8,500. He came and looked at it. He was an older guy from Philadelphia. And he said, would you be interested in an offer? And I said, actually, no. It's worth every penny I'm asking, and guess that's what I'm going to get for it. He just kind of looked at me, and he went over the truck, and he got this tin can out. He says, just a minute. And he counted out $8,500 bills. And when he handed them to me, they were from like 1975, 1970, 1971, you know, and I kind of felt them to see if they were for sure, you know, real, you know. But they looked like well-used bills. And he says, my son will be up to get it after a week or two, you know. And he didn't sound too anxious about it. But I was kind of anxious about it. I went the next day and paid the taxes and nonchalantly brought the receipt to the bank. Yeah, no problem. Yeah, okay. You know, we thanked the Lord that day. He waited till the last possible minute to have that deal work out how we wanted it to. But that's because he wanted me to be able to see that it was him and not me. Oh, yeah, my great sales ability sold that trailer. Yeah, right. How come you didn't sell it a month ago? Yeah, okay. Oh, it was because I advertised in just the right place. Yeah? 48 hours just before, you know? No. The truth was, it wasn't me. It was God wanting to see if I'd trust him. And you know what? The truth is, praise the Lord, I was old enough that if it didn't sell and the deal didn't go through, my commitment was still to trust God, regardless. But you know what? When something like that works out, the best thing you can do is write it on your notepad and say, this is something I can look back on. God worked it out. God did it. God answered the prayer. And the next time you need something, trust that he'll be there and that he can and will and does work it out. Maybe not according to how you thought it was going to happen, but nonetheless, he can and will work it out. Isaiah 30, 20 and 21. These are texts that I have marked in my Bible because I need them. Isaiah 30, 20 and 21. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. You got a decision to make? Claim that promise. Lord, I'm not sure what to do here. But you've promised that I'll hear a voice in my mind giving me the answers to what I need. And I claim that promise. The things in which we believe in this church are important. The foundations of what we believe, the fact that it's true and from the Bible is important. But it's also true that we need a relationship with Jesus Christ and that we need to commit our lives to him and depend on him. Listen for his voice. Listen for his answers and claim his promises. Dear Lord, there's only one way this would be our story all day long, and that would be as if we'd commit our lives to you in the morning, that we would trust you with whatever trials that we might have and temptations, and praise you for the things that go right in our life and that we're thankful for. We ask you to bless us now and help us to commit each day to you. We pray this in your name, amen.